Unless you think relevant to their own language would be better.
No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
It's just a draft, yeah.
Okay. No. So if the explanation is what we just heard, I would like to say that even though I very much understand the sentiment of what was just expressed by Mrs. Reynolds, I don't think that this is practicable. I think that it would be impossible for a state like Costa Rica to provide education to everyone in the language, if they're a migrant family, in the language that they were speaking at home. So for example, I don't even believe that we have anyone in Costa Rica that speaks Swahili. So if we have a person that their mother tongue is Swahili, how are we going to provide that education in that language? For me, that's even if I understand the sentiment, for me it's complicated to understand the practicability of this if what we mean is what Ms. Reynolds just explained. Now, the other part, to learn their own language, I think this comes from a place where, for example, in my country, up until 1948, the people of African descent that came to the country were actually workers. They were Jamaican workers that came to Costa Rica and they established in our Caribbean to actually work in the building of the railroads because and also they were coming from Panama from building the Panama Canal. So these were workers that basically arrived in our country and settled in our Caribbean in Limon, in our Caribbean province. Now, my ancestors, this is my family, we spoke Creole and English. And what happened is that up until this point, we were forbidden to speak Creole and English, even though that was our mother tongue. And so what we want to see, because that stripped people from their culture, not their culture, but you know, from part of who they were. And so what we would not like to see is to have a state that actually says, you know what, in this country, we only speak Spanish and that's it. And not recognize, for example, that we have indigenous languages like Bribri, or we have, you know, specificities regarding people of African descent in Costa Rica that actually speak Creole or English as their mother tongue. So to allow, you know, that possibility for us is very important. But what I want to say, and please don't take this the wrong way, is that we cannot cater to every single language that every single person that comes into the country has. And that is my preoccupation. So if the explanation for that latter part is what we just heard, we cannot support.